Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, November 5th. Oh boy, it's election day. You'll be interested to know. 84 years ago, today in 1940, Franklin D. Roosevelt was elected to an unprecedented third term as President of the United States, marking a significant moment in American history as he became the first president to serve more than two terms, reflecting the nation's desire for continued leadership during the challenging times of the Great Depression and World War II. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's mostly cloudy and feels like 53 degrees with 11 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 4:31 and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:24. It looks like we're in for some partly sunny skies today with a high near 71 and a light southwest breeze that could gust up to 22. Tonight, expect partly cloudy conditions with a low around 60 and a gentle wind. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Tuesday will be at 7:15 with a high tide at 1:15. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 56 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly sunny skies on Wednesday with a high near 76 and a breezy southwest wind. Thursday and Friday will be sunny with highs in the 60s and 50s. Nights will be mostly clear with lows in the low 50s and mid 30s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Rich Schertenlieb's morning show on WZLX has been canceled after just 5 months on air. The longtime Boston radio host announced the news on X, expressing his disappointment. Schertenlieb's show premiered at the end of May, aiming to build chemistry with a cast over the summer. However, management altered the format, introducing music which conflicted with his vision. Despite the low ratings and competition from popular shows, Schertenlieb expressed pride in his team's growth and thanked iHeart for the opportunity. He previously co-hosted Toucher and Rich until November of 2023. Now on to sports. On Monday Night Football, the unbeaten Kansas City Chiefs edged the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 30-24 in a rain-soaked thriller. Patrick Mahomes threw for 291 yards and three touchdowns, including a decisive overtime drive capped by Kareem Hunt's two-yard plunge. DeAndre Hopkins dazzled with two touchdowns, while Baker Mayfield's late heroics for Tampa Bay forced overtime. Travis Kelce shined with 14 catches as Kansas City extended their winning streak to 14. In local sports, last night, the Celtics dominated the Hawks 123-93 at State Farm Arena. Jason Tatum was unstoppable, scoring 28 points, with 26 in the first half alone. The Seas shot an impressive 48.5% from the field. Tomorrow night, the unbeaten Celtics, standing tall at 7-0, host the 6-1 Golden State Warriors at TD Garden. Tonight, the Bruins, with a record of 6-6-1, face off against the Toronto Maple Leafs, who stand at 6-5-2. In top news, Saventia Cheese USA has voluntarily recalled a selection of brie cheeses due to potential listeria contamination. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration reported that 6 varieties of Brie may have been affected after Listeria monocytogenes was found in processing equipment. Retailers, including Aldi and Market Basket, are removing the products from shelves in states such as Indiana, Missouri, and Massachusetts. Consumers are advised to return any recalled Brie with a Best Buy date of December 24, 2024, for a full refund. Fortunately, there have been no reported illnesses linked to these products. In business news, in an unfair labor practice complaint, the National Labor Relations Board has accused Apple of suppressing employee discussions regarding confidentiality, pay equity, and wrongful termination. The complaint alleges that Apple pressured engineer Shir Scarlett to quit after she circulated an online survey about wages and faced reprisals for discussing workplace discrimination. Apple has denied these claims, stating, "We strongly disagree with these claims. The board is seeking a court order for Apple to post employee rights notices, conduct training, reinstate Scarlett, and apologize." This marks the 3rd recent complaint against the company regarding labor practices. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just over $68,700. Ethereum is just over $2,400. And Goetzius Maximus is nearing 49 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the Boston area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Nuclear fusion, the powerhouse of the universe, has stumped scientists for decades. An expert claims, if we figure out how to harness this effectively and efficiently, this is it. Fusion occurs when light nuclei, such as hydrogen, combine to form heavier isotopes like helium, releasing vast energy. With billions invested globally, private companies are racing to commercialize fusion, exploring methods like magnetic and inertial confinement. Recently, scientists achieved a breakthrough at the National Ignition Facility, producing more energy than input. The future of fusion energy promises a clean, limitless solution, but significant advancements in materials are still required. And in entertainment news, Daniel Craig believes the Knives Out franchise deserves a more substantial presence in theaters. He hopes Netflix will extend the theatrical release of the upcoming 3rd installment, officially titled Wake Up Dead Man, a Knives Out mystery beyond the 1 week given to the last Knives Out movie. In an interview with Variety, Craig expressed his desire for fans to have the opportunity to enjoy the film in cinemas with their families. The first Knives Out movie was a blockbuster, grossing $312 million worldwide. Wake Up Dead Man is set for release in 2025. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American journalist and broadcaster, Walter Cronkite. And he said, "There is no such thing as a little freedom. Either you are all free or you are not free." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.